ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the government of Nauru has been accused of handing out citizenship in order to boost its voter numbers ahead of the national election that's happening in less than 3 weeks' time. The move has provoked outrage on social media, but a former resident magistrate on the island, who was fired by the President Barron Wonga back in 2014, says that it's quite likely the government has acted within the law, as Richard Ewart reports.
Elections on Nauru are small scale and just a handful of votes can be the difference between winning and losing. So if, as their opponents suggest, the government are attempting to manipulate the roll by creating new citizens, that would be cause for concern. One Nauru-born citizen claims these new citizens are mainly Chinese and their names are on the rolls which have been published online. Our source says she is already on an employment blacklist after she spoke out against the Wonga government and was dismissed from her post in the Treasury. She has asked to remain anonymous for fears of reprisals against her family.
We do know who these actual people are. It's been posted on Facebook, new names of these Chinese people. They are doing work for some of the members of parliament, and they're actually on the roll on the same member of parliament who they're working for. There's some sort of application they have to fill out for the police clearance and medical checkup, and it's just like that. Overnight, you're a citizen.
But Nauru's former resident magistrate, Peter Law, who was expelled from the island in 2014 and is no friend of the Wonga administration, says his reading of the law suggests the government may not have acted improperly.
Constitutional Article 75 explicitly says Parliament may make provision for the acquisition of Nauruan citizenship by persons who are not otherwise eligible to become Nauruan citizens. And I noticed that they've passed an act in 2017 called the Nauru Citizenship Act. The last section 19 says the president can grant honorary citizenship.
However, if the government has railroaded the new citizens' names onto the electoral roll after the election was called, as has been suggested by social media commentators, including those under the banner of Reclaim and Restore Nauru, that would put matters in a different light.
I believe these new people, they haven't really met the criteria of becoming a citizen. I'm not even sure if the things that they're doing is legal, even the petition. They're not the government at the moment. They're only caretaker government. The question is, can they make such big decisions?
However, at this stage, there is no sign of a legal challenge. And Peter Law says even if there was, a case against the government would be hard to prove.
Whether a court would say it's an abuse of powers, I can't say, because really the powers under the Act and under the Constitution are pretty broad. In other words, it becomes a political issue rather than a legal issue.
Political or not, many Nauruans have lost faith in the island's justice system, and Peter Law says there is good reason for their concern.
There's a power that the Parliament holds over appointees to those judicial positions, which raises the question as to whether those judicial officers can act independently because they are on a strict time limit in terms of their appointment. Their decisions will be reviewed when the Parliament considers their reappointment. So you can't help but conclude the judiciary has been compromised.
Pacific Beat has made a number of requests to the Nauruan government for comment and confirmation as to when the late additions to the electoral roll were made, but we are yet to receive a response. Polling day in Nauru will be on August the 24th.